This podcast is sponsored by FHE Health and their Shatterproof program for first responders.
What makes Shatterproof a very unique program is it's one of the only programs in the country that first responders can go to that is 100% all first responders. Everybody's in pretty bad shape when they get here. And then 30 days later, when you can see the transformation and the difference in people when they've had 30 days of counseling, working with therapists, working with a psychiatrist, getting the neuro treatment, doing the breath therapy that's done here, the transformation that happens with the clients is really humbling to be able to work around and see, because people are getting better here. And it just shows that there's a need for the first responder community to deal with behavioral health issues and take them seriously and offer treatment to people that may need help out there. They should be afforded the ability to come get help when they need help. It has gotten better, but we still have a long way to go.
You know what time it is. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. It is blazing along. We are in almost halfway through April. I cannot believe it. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show, sharing it with family and friends. And thank you, the criminal justice professional, the first responder, whatever you're doing, wherever you are at, thank you for doing it. And remember this, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the great work. And if you are struggling, FHE Health and the Shatterproof Program is here for you. We specialize in behavioral health, addiction counseling, and treatment, along with many other different treatment modalities. We do it all. We can help you. Pick up the phone and call today. You can call me, 303-960-9819. When we are struggling, this is what I want to talk to you about this week, or today, Monday. When we are struggling, it seems like you ask questions. You're like, you know, why is God, why is whoever, the universe putting me through this? I want you to remember this, and it might be hard to accept this, but you are right where you belong. You heard me. You're right where you belong. It might not seem it. You're probably thinking, what the hell are you talking about, dude? I am struggling. You know, I struggle with alcohol or something else, some other addiction, or I'm severely depressed. And I want to reiterate this to you. Again, you are exactly where you need to be in your life. God, I believe, is putting obstacles in your way to make you stronger, to make you more resilient. I know that's why he did that to me. And during the time, I was like, what in the hell, God? I was praying and praying and praying every day. I still do pray for some easing up, a pause in my suffering, like you probably are, or some of you. But trust me, the universe and God have plans for you. You have to go through the storm to see the rainbow, to see the light. I know that might sound cheesy to some of you, but that is exactly what needs to happen. Everything can't be great all the time. That's not how we grow. So God will test you. God will put you through trials and tribulation because he knows that it is going to make you stronger in the end. It's going to make you more resilient. I get to a point right now, I often tell clients this, that what is going to happen to me now that I can't handle. I mean, I've been in those dark spaces. I know a lot of you have, or maybe you're going through them right now, but I've been in those spaces. So what is God, the universe, going to throw at me that I can't overcome? Because I can overcome anything. And you know what? I wouldn't be like this. I wouldn't have this mindset that I have cultivated without going through my shit. So again, I want to reiterate this to you. Flip that script. You are exactly where you need to be. Exactly. If it's in treatment, you exactly need to be there. If it is suffering, I know it sounds weird, but you need to be there because God, the universe, is trying to teach you a lesson, trying to show you something. As hard as it is to accept. But some of you won't listen. Some of you will be like, oh, it's bullshit. God is, you know, doing this to me on purpose. Whoever is doing this to you on purpose. The only person who is doing this to you is you. God gave us free will. You can do whatever you want. You are the only person that can make yourself get better. And does it take help and treatment and courage and fortitude? Absolutely. But again, I say this a lot. Nobody's coming to save you. And I'm not saying this to be mean or hurtful because I know some of you are in some bad places, but that is the truth. You need to start learning how to save yourself. But you are exactly where you need to be in your life because this, whatever you're going through, and we're all going through our own shit, this is going to make you stronger and more resilient. Trust me. I want you to have a good day. I want you to have a good week. Go out there, conquer your day, and reach out to me. CJEvolution.com. All my social media is linked up on my website. God bless each and every one of you. Please be safe. Until next time.